This tale from the ferry is called The Relief of Mafeking. We ferry boys were proud enough for us. Out of the post office we poured and into Andrew Hutton's. "Well," asked Andrew, "will you give us a box?"
"A box? What for?"
"For the relief of Mafeking." With what seemed to us wild generosity, he said, after a pause, for deliberation, "All right, go down to the store and take one." We took two. Next came Skinner's shop. "Will you give us a barrel?" we asked.
"A barrel? What for?"
"For the relief of Mafeking."
"All right, go down to the shed and take one."
We took two and borrowed the shop wheelbarrow for good measure. In no time at all, every shop in the ferry was bereft of combustibles. We wheeled barrel load after barrel load up to the eminence above the quarry hole until the pile-up was so high that it became obvious we'd need a ladder to deal with further loads.
"I'll get a ladder from the firm," volunteered Joe, and hurried off home to fetch one.
Soon, perched on the top rung, he was piling on the bundles of whins that we joyfully passed up to him. All at once, a chilling voice commanded us to stop.
"What's this you're doing?"
Constable Potty demanded, casting his usual blight on the proceedings.
"Makin' a bonfire," explained Joe.
"A bonfire? What for?"
"For the relief of Mafeking." Potty pondered that for a moment, then to our immense relief announced,
"All right, but mind there's no nest in them bushes."
Night finally arrived, a marvellous, calm, starry night, and when, with tarry ropes, we set off our bonfire, how bravely it blazed. What cheering arose above the triumphant crackle of wood, gorse and cardboard. Loyal patriots across the Firth had obviously been busy too. Bonfire after bonfire erupted in answer to ours. At Cramond, Barnbougle, Dalmeny, South Queensferry, Bowness, renewed cheering bursting forth from our own throng as each fresh blaze was identified. We children were permitted to stay up long past our normal bedtime, watching till the very last sparks died down from our bonfire and the lights gradually went out up and down the Firth. What an unforgettable drama we had enjoyed. Lying in bed that night, I drowsily re-savoured every minute of it, and just before I fell asleep, an elusive memory came back at the very climax of the conflagration and cheering. Hadn't a feeble cry arisen? "Oh no, the ladder! The ladder, my feather's ladder!" I fell asleep with the knowledge that my good friend Joe would find himself in hot water again tomorrow. One final casualty in the relief of Mafeking.